Hi, everybody. Okay, now we're starting off with our first topic for today, which is the which we just to answer a question. Gold investments look kind of shaky, but we had previously discussed the long range T and the fact that we had noticed that gold gets depressed. You know, it came up from the 2001 time period. It kind of slammed back. Gold bullion, that is the metal itself. Got pushed back down in the bear market that we went through in basically mostly in 08, and then it's recovered out. The worst case in that year for the calendar year was a minus 2.8%. But I mentioned my friend Bob has said that he thought that the gold funds, and the chart that you see in front of you is for Tocqueville Gold, which is probably one of the best managed funds. It's managed by a man by the name of John Hathaway. He takes a very independent, conservative course in an investment which is completely volatile, and he tries to do the right thing. And you can see in the chart from 08, it kind of hung along the moving average, which is blue, the 50-day moving average, 55 day in this case, but it could be either one. And then when things got really disaster and you were in a crisis, they all sold the gold mining stocks. This is mostly gold mining stocks with some amount of gold, but they did the same thing with gold too. They used to sell it, except that when you got down on the bottoms, the gold bullion rallied better. Okay, and so that's why it was able to get into a lower loss rate for the calendar 2008. The mining stocks have a problem that it's really a business-oriented thing, and there's a lot of jewelry sales, particularly in India, and so it's more of a more economically sensitive. However, it has a much larger ratio of it has a much better leverage factor on the upside if you can catch it at a low. So if you see you're looking for market lows in the late latter part of 08, well, you wouldn't know that in 08, but by March you would know that. You can see it's in a rising trend. You'll notice that the traditional characteristic of the fund, which is in red, is that it rises up and it gets too far ahead and pulls back to the purple moving average. Then it rises up and it pulls back to the moving average and bottoms out and bottoms out. So it's always in a shaky state, right? Okay, so if you would draw a line across the tops of the funds, that's envelope theory, which I do in the short-term analysis. You can do all of the analysis that I do in the stock market with a pencil and paper and draw it on the charts, and you pretty much never be misled. When the moving average is coming down, a rally up to the top is likely to be coming back to the moving average is likely to be a top. If you're in a rising moving average trend, then you are very likely to find a bottom when you come back to it. And since that's the present case, we assume that this is we're close to a low. It doesn't matter if the market really actually goes down a little bit below that, because the only definition of a bull market is that the correction from a run-up is sort of a percentage correction, and that people have the Fibonacci ratios and all that stuff and so forth. But basically, the whole idea is that you want to see strong buying, and then when you come back, if it pulls back, you should find reasonable support. If it wants to go sideways on the moving average, that's fine. That's accumulation, getting ready for the next run up, and you can see that in July it looks like it's just barely hanging on the blue line there. Well, it has to go through that sort of stuff. Supply and demand factors are complicated. So, as far as we can see, it's a good illustration, though. I think that the reason that whether it's 50 or 55 day isn't important is that there is a tendency for the market to have periodic lows of 10 or 11 weeks. It's just like in the long term chart where we have that about every 8 years you have this return to where we're looking for investment themes and so forth. It's just one of those things that 10 weeks seems to crop up as a normal period of some sort of a cycle that runs you through the ringer every 10, 11, 12 weeks, or something like that. It could be 8 to 12 weeks. And that moving average is pretty good at just filtering that out. That's so it doesn't make any difference. Any investment you have, you should get a plot from somebody like Stock Charts, or usually you can get this some free someplace, and just call up a 55-day moving average or a 50-day moving average on it, make it a different color, and you can take a look at it, and you'll be able to figure it all out. What I do on the short-term stuff is it's all mechanized in equations, because sometimes the highs are better defined, and sometimes it's not that clear in the market, and those are all very helpful to know. But it's basically, it looks like it's completed a gold is complete gold of mining stocks have completed a correction, and I'm sure that it's the same for the bullion too. And you have a case for maybe it wants to fool around for a little while as we go into the end of the year, but as long as it comes out of this low in some respects, which is similar to what we have seen in any of these other examples in the past, that outlook is bullish, and that's just the conclusion you'd reach. If you're interested in the gold fund, this one is very good. We would consider it to be the best. Okay, but that doesn't guarantee. As you can see, you get into a bear market, it goes down the tubes. But nothing the manager can do about that one. But generally speaking, you can say, for one thing, for the people that own this fund, that since the left side of the chart to the right side of the chart, they haven't lost any money. They haven't made any money to speak of either. So there's a question about, there's a difference between doing well over the long term and then actually making money. That has a lot to do with the T-theory forecast for the general market, so you remember that. That's a big factor in there. But as far as the safety of the particular fund that you want to go to, I'd say this is probably one of the better ones to do when the conditions are right. Okay, that's it for the gold thing, and then we'll be back and we'll talk about the best bond strategy. Bye-bye.